We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
This is the most asinine, really, I would say the most anti-woman, anti-reality pursuit we have seen from this administration thus far. It is something that not only abolishes women's sports as we know it, this would allow men in women's locker rooms, bathrooms, changing spaces.
Riley Gaines knows a thing or two about that. The competition you might face if you've worked your whole life to get on the podium at a swim meet and you're number 9 on the podium and suddenly you get bumped off because there's a dude swimming with you who took first place, who bumped the first place winner to second and right on down the line till you're not on the podium anymore. I mean, that swimming is just an example of where instead of affecting just the winner, it could affect the other 8 or 9 people that would be on the podium next to you.
It's a ripple effect.
It really is. And fortunately, there are people drawing attention to these changes that have been made to, of course, the Title IX regulations. And we've got Michelle Exner with us with Parents Defending Education. She's a senior advisor there. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well.
Just hearing you explain and talk through it, it just sounds so insane. Like, how are we even having this debate? How is this even a thing?
Well, how is it a thing? How did Title IX, which I remember, I mean, it happened in the 70s, right? I remember when it happened, and the idea was to protect women's sports, specifically women's sports, but to make sure outside of that, that you couldn't, that if you did something for one, you had to do something for the other. And now We're hurting those same women.
Absolutely. You know what the most frustrating part outside? I think we all predicted that's where the Biden admin was going to go because they're just adhering and appeasing to the radical wing of his party, is that his Secretary of Education, Secretary Cardona, has a prepared, very scripted video saying Title IX has been around for decades. It's meant to protect women, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And I'm like, what a slap in the face, right? Not only are they essentially erasing women, but now he's just lying to us, right? We saw what they proposed. It now has, quote unquote, gender identity as a protected class. So if men can now be women under this gender identity, then how do women even exist as a protected class, right? And so it was incredibly insulting, both as a woman myself, the mom of a young girl, a young athlete, and I'm sure there are a lot of frustrated parents across the country.
I don't know, Kim, how do you feel? Don't you feel that if you look at a bathing suit, Dylan Mulvaney could wear it better?
I do feel that way. Yeah, you have to have the tuck swimsuits, and you can go to Target and purchase them. I agree, Michelle. I mean, where are the feminists right now who should be screaming from the rooftops that they're essentially trying to erase women's sports and everything that we've worked so hard as a nation to protect?
Yeah, the silver lining there is that the poll, right, the mainstream people, maybe they're afraid of not being invited to the cocktail parties out in L.A. But I think that the majority of Americans are with us on this issue, right? And it's trending in the same, in the same direction, because Gallup polls, right, from 2 years ago showed, I believe it was 60% of Americans believe that sports should be separated by biological sex. And then the next year, it's up 10 percentage points, right? And so I think the more that we see Leah Thomas and men like her standing alongside women, where you visually, right, like your eyes are seeing the differences, the biological differences. I think the more of that, the more, the more parents are going to be like, no, the more female athletes are going to have the bravery. I mean, you even had Angel Reese, right? The Louisiana player who just last week, she said, protect young girls. And I think it was interpreted as talking about this issue. So I think it's going to become more mainstream, which is hopeful.
You're right. When this was written, there was no question in anybody's mind what you meant when you said male or female. So I know this will be challenged in court. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They played jujitsu with it. It was not the original intent as it was written by Congress. How can they get away with this?
You know, I don't think they are. I think that there is a reason that Biden waited until April. I think it's not supposed to go in effect until August. It's going to be, I mean, I know we have a lawsuit that's, you know, we've got in the works. There is going to be a lot of pushback to this in the courts, and rightfully so, because like you said, it has always been interpreted, right? The Supreme Court precedent here has been that this was meant to protect biological women, right? Because in the 70s, there was not, oh, you can identify as whatever you want and it will be protected. And so that's completely inaccurate. And I think it's going to be challenged. And like I said, the Biden admin knows this, right? That's why they're doing this at the 11th hour, right? The last couple months of his presidency. It doesn't go in effect until August. And I'll be honest, I think it's an interesting political roll of the dice here, yeah, because it's not a popular issue.
I mean,
all.
This goes K through 12, right? So you have kindergartners who are expected to respect the he, him, whatever the person's preferred pronouns are as part of this as well.
And that's another thing, right, is the free speech. And yeah, any education institution that receives federal funding, whether that's the Head Start, right, even pre-K, kindergarten, K-12, higher ed, right, run the gamut of education institutions across America, they are to abide by this Title IX, right? So vast amount, millions of kids that are impacted. And you're absolutely right. I know we've been focusing on gender identity and obviously demolishing of women's spaces, including sports, locker rooms, restrooms, but also the free speech issue, right? So now there could be consequences and a punishment for a student that does not use the right pronoun. Well, what if they don't believe, right? What if they believe there are two genders?
Yes.
Like most of us do, right? And that's not up to interpretation. So now they're going to be forced by their school to say, no, like that's a violation of their free rights.
Michelle, can people go to defendinged.org to find out more about what you guys are doing?
I would love for people to go to defendinged.org. We were established to empower parents, expose the bad stuff happening. So please join us. We're there to help parents out.
Excellent. Michelle Exner, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.